Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we're going to be talking about the Dutch Grand Prix. So firstly, we're going to mention the rookies. Huge, huge weekend for two of our rookies. Bearman, huge comeback drive, started in the pit lane, finished P6, best career finish, great job, Ollie. Now Hajar, first podium, sensational drive. He did benefit from McLaren's mechanical issues and it pushed him into a podium finish. But that being said, I don't want to hear any hate. That being said, he stayed ahead of Russell. There was much faster cars behind him. And this kid is the future of F1. Like, this kid is phenomenal. Please stay away from Red Bull. Stay where you are. But congratulations to Hajar. Incredible. And the best part of this was, if you're watching live, the confusion afterwards when he went and got weighed in, like pulled in, went and got weighed in, and then could not find his team to celebrate, because normally it's like the teams are right there. But at the Dutch Grand Prix, you kind of had to like go over a section. So he was looking everywhere for his team to celebrate. That was cute. And then when he came out onto the podium, he went the wrong way. So absolute innocence in this win. So glad to see this kid, sensational drive. And we'd also like to shout out three teams in double points this weekend: Red Bull, Haas, and Aston Martin. Great job. Okay, so let's dive into this a little bit. For two teams in particular, this was not a great weekend. We're going to look at Ferrari first. Hamilton went into the barriers, but prior to that, he received a 5-place grid penalty drop in Monza for failing to slow under double yellows. And then after he received this 5-place grid penalty in Monza, he DNF'd. He went into the barriers, and then on the restart after this safety car, Lawson, it was the Lawson versus Sainz where there was contact. Both drivers had punctured wheels, had to pit for repairs, and Sainz took a 10-second penalty for causing the accident. And then we saw on lap 53, Leclerc and Antonelli hit him, Leclerc spun out, was out of the race, so we had a double DNF for Ferrari again. Absolutely heartbreaking to come back after summer break to this. It was nice to see Antonelli. This is the second time this season he's gone to an opposing team's motorhome to apologize. The first was with Red Bull and Max. And Antonelli did go to the Ferrari motorhome to apologize for this incident with Leclerc. Now we're going to move on to McLaren. Every single Grand Prix, guys. Okay, so again, if you're new here, we like to report a day or two after the Grand Prix, because what we all have our opinions in the race. We're all watching the race. Facts are facts. Times are times. But we like to collect. We like to look at the opinions on social media, see what the fans are saying, and then report back with the facts and with fan reaction. So here we are today, and all McLaren. Let's dive into this. So we have our free practices and qualies. Lando fastest, all three first practices. And we'll get into qualies. Lando lost out to Oscar by 0.012 seconds. But again, facts after. when you rewatch the timing, it does appear that Oscar had a toe when he was finishing his lap. So you can look at the lap comparisons. Lando was purple, which means he was faster until the moment the toe took effect. Lando was ahead after turn 13. It was a minimal toe, very minimal toe, but it created a difference between pole and P2. So due to that small toe from Hajar, Hajar was in front of Piastri. He was able to steal pole from his teammate Norris. And there was also the fact, too, that Piastri went out second, so he had the better track evolution. So right off the bat, we could see how this weekend was heading with McLaren. So this issue here with Lando actually being faster and Oscar stealing pole with a toe, that's racing. Like, we'd like to point that out. That's racing. But this is where a lot, this is right away, social media came out to play. And there's, it seems to be that there are no McLaren fans in this world. We have either Oscar fans or Lando fans. And they were head to head, like, after Saturday. So moving on to, we did see a lot of mention of this as the papaya rules. So after qualies, Norris was in this interview and said, they thought that question was being asked of him, like, did he think he would be able to get ahead of Oscar? And his reply was, there's not a lot of opportunities, especially with the rules that we have as a team. So a lot of speculation online is, are there new papaya rules because of, like, we saw that Piastri has been dive bombing a lot this season. So did McLaren tighten up with their rules, or is Piastri just ignoring them? So that was causing a lot of online debate as well. There was a lot of discussion back and forth about that. So then we head right into the race. So we had, okay, so Norris did not have a great start. He got beat by Max. Max did a wonderful job. He hit sand and he was able to keep control, stayed ahead of Norris, but Norris by lap 9 was able to, like, he got past Max and got second position back. He did get the best of Max at that exit of turn 1, and he was able to reclaim his second spot. So Norris was doing a really good job of, like, there was quite a bit of a gap that had created between Piastri and Verstappen. So Norris was able to really close that down. We did have a couple of safety cars because we saw Norris go out. Sorry, we saw Hamilton go out. We saw Leclerc go out. But by lap 65, Norris reported smoke coming from his car. So he was out, DNF. There was a lot of talk about this, like, this mechanical failure that caused the DNF. And we're just going to get into this right now. So a lot of fans online have taken it upon themselves to say, now, I do agree, like, there was, the cameras were on the McLaren wall when Lando was radioing in that there was smoke coming from the car and that his race was over. And Zach Brown looked devastated. And Andre Stella, the team principal, actually smiled. Like, I don't know, like, to defend him. Like, you know, some people laugh when they get nervous. Like, it really looked like he was smiling. And this blew social media up. He really did appear to smile. Like, so there's a lot of speculation that he prefers Oscar. A lot of people online have been, like, wanting to, like, they think that this was sabotage because, I'm just going to read one user on X had, Twitter had listed Austria deployment issues, China brake failure, Imola car falling apart, Austria deployment issues, battery won't charge, Spa battery issue, power issue, Dutch Grand Prix engine failure, Oscar's car no issues. So there are fans out there that truly believe that Stella was happy to see this happen to Norris and think that this is actual sabotage and have actually gone to the FIA about this. So what we have here is, this is the first big mechanical failure for McLaren in 2 years. It is an unfortunate mechanical failure. It came at a horrible time. It came at quite a pivotal time in the 2025 World Driver Championship race, and it could have sealed the win for Piastri. He's now sitting 34 points ahead, and it is unfortunate, and it is not how we want to see him win. And I'm sure this is not how Piastri wants to win either, because you don't want to win. You don't want a title potentially decided by mechanical issues. This is not how I'm sure Piastri wants to win, because it will forever be called into question of, like, would he have won? Because it was tight at the front. If you look at the numbers later, Norris was gaining. He was in dirtier, older tires, and was faster. And ultimately, even if he didn't get ahead, even if Piastri still won the Dutch Grand Prix and Norris finished second, you would have only seen a 7-point like loss instead of a 25-point loss from the DNF. So this is not how you want to win a title, and it's not how we want to see a title won. So I know there's a lot of angry fans right now, but you have to realize too that this is not how Oscar wants to win either, because he does not want to hear that he only won because of these issues for the rest of his career. So just unfortunate. Then the bigger issue comes into play too, is that what caused this mechanical failure? What caused the smoke? Because if Norris needs a new power unit, he could lose 10 positions on the grid in Monza if he has to take a new power unit. So hopefully now, McLaren did come forward and say, no, it wasn't a power unit issue. It's just a chassis issue, not an engine issue. So hopefully that doesn't happen, because then if Norris loses 10 grid spots, like, it's game over, right? Like, he essentially gets to win like almost every race going forward. But yeah, so there was a lot of controversy after this race. It was unfortunate. It was heartbreaking. You saw Charles sitting in the grass, Norris sitting in the grass, both with their heads hanging. Not how you wanted to come back after summer break. You want a fair battle between like the drivers. So hopefully now all the bad luck has come out now at the Dutch Grand Prix. And really, we don't want this overshadowing like Hajar. Like, Hajar is driver of the day, deserves us all like the spotlight he's getting. And hopefully now we can just move forward and have better luck next week in Monza. So thank you for joining us today. And we will be, we look forward to discussing the Monza Grand Prix with you next weekend. Thank you. Have a good week.